In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, listeners. We want to take a moment to recognize the importance of mental well-being. At times, the show features sensitive material. Know that there are options, and you don't have to deal with it alone. Our continued support for mental health and treatment comes from Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com to learn more. Q Code presents Soft Voice, starring Naomi Scott, Olivia Cooke, and Belle Powley. Created by James Bloor.
There's no denying it. Soft Voice has done a great job with the place. It's pristine, everything is neat and clean and tidy. I've just been making myself at home, curled up on the sofa, drinking my tea, looking out the windows, watching Lydia run back from the canal, watching her cry herself to sleep, watching the rain trickle down the glass. Now it's 6:13 a.m. I suppose I should probably introduce myself.
Oh, my head. Oh, I'm gonna be sick. Soft Voice, why have you left me? Okay. Gotta get to work. Make a gratitude list. No, floss the gums. Don't breathe. Breathe. Ignore it. Focus. Maybe I need some correct yogurt. Probiotic? No. Greek. Raspberry? No. Lemon curd? No. Cherry? Maybe cherry?
Hello, Lydia. That's probably the loudest noise you've made in 20 years.
Who are you and how did you get into my apartment?
I'm not in your apartment. I'm in your head.
Soft Voice?
Your head was vacant, so I moved in. Hope you don't mind.
Are you hallucination?
I am Dark Voice.
Dark Voice?
Yeah.
Dark?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Soft Voice?
Dunno.
But I think I'm going to be sick again.
It's okay, Lydia. But let's be honest here. Yogurt is not going to solve your problems.
Oh my God, it's 10 to 7. I should have already been grateful and cold showered. I have to floss and the gums, peel the face, SPF 50, apply makeup, miss the fern, check email, go to work.
Do you want to?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to do all that?
Do I want to? What do you mean?
I mean, do you want to?
I have to.
Do you want to, though?
I don't understand.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Whatever is correct.
How do you know what's correct?
Soft Voice tells me.
Soft Voice ain't here, though. So what do you want?
Do you know?
Nope. How do you feel?
I don't know.
Can you feel your hands?
No. Well, only when I give myself a high five.
Hold your hand.
Hold my own hand?
Yeah. And lie down on the floor. That's it. Relax.
Dark Voice. No.
Thank you. feels so nice.
Enjoy.
Wait, what's happening?
Oh, were you having a little sleep?
Where am I?
It's okay. You're in the salon.
The salon?
I think you just fell asleep.
How did I get here?
You came in an hour ago, babe. We just done your colour.
What have you done to my hair? It looks...
Amazing.
Oh, good. Well, it's what you asked for.
It's pink.
It's coral. You asked for coral? So glad you love it. And you had a nice little nap there. Right, now, let's do this cut, shall we? Did you want another glass of champagne?
Another?
Yeah, you've had three so far.
Oh,
Oh, you know, when in Rome.
Yes, go on then.
Susie, can we have another champagne here, please? Right, Lydia, here we go then.
Did I say I wanted it cut?
Yes, babe.
Oh, I think I might have... Yeah, I think I've actually changed my mind.
No, Lydia, remember what you said to me when you came in?
What did I say, exactly?
You said not to listen to you if you changed your mind and tried to back out. You'd probably get scared, but I had to be firm with you and cut it all off anyway, no matter what excuses you might come up with, because that's what you really want.
But...
No buts. 3, 2, 1.
Lydia, excuse me. None of that.
Listen, everyone gets nervous before they go, short. You just got to do it quickly. It is just like wringing a chicken's neck.
How short is short?
Pixie.
Trust me, Lydia. It's going to look fair.
But what about my fringe? I've always had my fringe ever since I was...
Champagne. You know how to live, don't you?
I've never drunk alcohol before in my life until last night.
God, you are so funny.
She's never had alcohol. Look at this girl. I love her.
Enjoy your champagne. And can I just say, that colour looks so good on you.
Oh, Lydia. Oh, look at that. Can you say?
What?
Hey, look. You've got a little bit of hair here that's shorter than the rest.
Did you try and cut it yourself? Naughty puss.
Now that you say that, I think I did. I can't remember why.
Yeah, it's pretty strange, that.
Anyway, it's all coming off now. So... Tell me more about your big plans.
My big plans? What was I saying?
That you were going to quit your job, dump Graham, and go hiking in the rainforest in Costa Rica to see the ocelots.
The ocelots? Just out of curiosity, why did I say I wanted to dump Graham?
Because Graham is a knob.
Oh my God, his voice notes. Snooze.
I played you his voice notes?
Yeah. And then you said, I don't care that I've invested 3 years in this boring relationship. I'm getting myself out because Graham is a knob.
But Graham has a heart of...
So what are you going to do after Costa Rica?
See the panthers in Paraguay.
Ayahuasca in Peru. Kite surfing in Colombia. Then 4 months of living with Amazonian tribes.
Wow, babe. You are literally smashing life. What have you got planned for the rest of the day?
Taking the day off.
I'm taking the day off.
To have some you time.
Me
time?
You time. No, me time. Though you're welcome to have some time for you as well. Sorry.
Lids, stop apologising.
Sorry.
Now, that is what I call self-care. Right, well, we are all done, my lovely. Oh, my God. You look amazing.
Usually when someone complimented Lydia, the compliment got stored in...
Polite lies.
The store of polite lies was overflowing. It took up an entire room in Lydia's head. For example...
You are looking so well.
Polite lies.
Lydia, you are so funny.
Polite lies.
Lydia, you are such a kind person.
Polite lies.
But I decided not to store this compliment in polite lies. I decided to store this compliment in... the truth.
You look amazing.
It's true.
Time to go shopping. What do you think?
Whoa,
Where am I now?
Posh clothes shop, Oxford Street, changing room. I'm excited about this outfit I picked for you. What do you think?
The hairdressers. I didn't pay.
Yeah, you did. In cash.
In cash? I didn't remember that. How much was it?
Secret. What do you think of this play suit?
It's okay, I suppose.
Is it comfy? Do you like the pattern? Do you feel good?
I think possibly. I might perhaps, but what would I do in a play suit?
Play! Do you like the bell?
Maybe.
Okay, Lydia. Let's play a game. I'm going to show you an outfit, and you have to say yes or no. No, possibly, might, perhaps, maybe, just yes or no, straight away. Got it?
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, that's, I suppose that's quite nice.
Yes or no, Lydia, yes or no. Next one.
Yes.
Did you say that because you don't want to hurt my feelings? What? You don't think I can take your opinion? Disgusting. Don't patronise me. Out with it.
No.
Thank you.
Ooh, no.
Louder, Lydia.
No.
Better.
Oh, no.
Sound, nobody likes a beret.
Ooh, they're a bit stiff, but I think yes.
Mad for it. I love dungarees.
Ooh, yes. Yes. Yes! Dark boys, what is that feeling? Is it winning?
That is confidence.
Oh my God, it's Trevor. What do I do?
Oh no, don't look at me.
I have to answer. Hi, Trevor.
Lydia, where the fornicating devil are you? Because I've got two clients ringing me this morning saying you never showed up to their viewings. What is going on?
Sorry, Trevor. I'm having a really wonderful day. I don't think I'm feeling very well.
Lydia, I hope you remember our little chat yesterday. This office relies on you. I cannot believe how selfish you're being. How could you do this to me? Get your arse here. Now.
I'm sorry, Trevor. I was just doing some clothes shopping.
Well, you know what, Lydia? You shouldn't just be doing some clothes shopping because you are a nasty, fat slut.
You're more than capable of selling properties wearing the clothes you've already got.
So I want you back here at your fornicating desk in the next hour or I will personally wipe the smile off your greasy, droopy, dead slug face.
Oh.
Nasty, fat slug. Greasy, droopy, dead slug face.
Lydia, what are you doing with those words?
I'm putting them away.
And where are you putting them?
Well, I'm putting them in the truth.
Why are you putting them in the truth?
Because they're similar to some of the other words in the truth.
Let's have a look in the truth.
Ignore.
Special.
Hard work. Clever.
Ugly. Perfect.
You're a big disappointment.
Best estate agent in the world.
Okay, well, what if you put them somewhere else instead? What about if you put them in ridiculous nonsense?
Oh, they couldn't go in ridiculous nonsense.
Why not? What's in ridiculous nonsense?
Everyone is perfect in their own way. I'm allowed to enjoy myself.
We will always love you. Just the way you are.
Like a tattoo of an elephant.
All that matters is that you try your best.
Tell you what, let's put everything Trevor's ever said in here, shall we?
Down to the property
face.
I don't think those words will stay there.
You just let that be my problem. Now, remember this.
You look amazing.
Let's get back to shopping. Right, Lydia, it's your turn.
This shop is so fancy. I don't know if I can afford this dark voice. It's not in my monthly spending plan.
You can't budget for generosity.
Who am I being generous to?
You.
Oh, that's so nice of me, but I don't think I deserve it.
Deserving doesn't exist. Pick another outfit.
How do you know what clothes go with what?
You don't. Lydia, have you ever played jazz?
On the oboe?
Yeah.
No. Although once I did play a B natural instead of a B flat in Mozart's Requiem.
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
Ooh, beads.
Snazzy.
Oh, and I love these black gloves. Oh, they're for men.
So?
Ooh, this hat with the veil.
That's a fascinator.
Oh, yellow lipstick.
Oh, stunning. I think you are ready.
Ready to what?
seduce a barista.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Flipping hell, this is a long queue. I'm absolutely gasping.
Yes, it's very popular here because they make very good coffee and the baristas are very attractive.
Which barista have you got your eye on?
That one. He's my favourite barista in all of London.
Oh yeah, he's alright, isn't he? Here for it.
Oh my goodness, I'm here for it too! I really, really like his eyebrows.
Okay, what else do you like about him?
I think I like his neck. And I like his smile. And I like his dirty trainers. And I like his tattoos. And I like his really big t-shirt. And I like the little gold ring in his nose that you don't notice until you get up close. And I like that he's tall. And I like that he has a lot of facial expressions. And I like his green eyes, his shoulder blades, his cheekbones. And I like that he doesn't seem to care about much at all.
Game on.
Hey.
Hey. Where can I get you?
He thinks you're so fit.
Flat white, please.
Sure. Have in or take away?
Take away.
He can't stop looking at you.
What kind of milk did you want?
What do you have?
Cow, soy, oat, almond, coconut, hazelnut.
Obsessed.
I think I'll have hazelnut.
Such a sexy nut. Speaking of, have you seen his bulge?
Sure. Can I get you anything else?
I can think of a few things.
No, thanks.
What's so funny?
Oh, nothing.
Mysterious. That's going to be £4.30.
£4.30? Well, good job of forcing some extra stamps on your loyalty card so you got a free coffee.
I think I have a free coffee on my loyalty card.
You must come here a lot.
I do.
Don't remember seeing you before.
Maybe you weren't looking.
Touché. There you go. Hazelnut flat white. Don't make too many of those.
What can I say?
Careful. It's very hot.
I like very hot.
Lydia, you are fire.
Guess you're going to need a new loyalty card then. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to give you a few extra stamps.
Why?
Reason to come back soon.
Oh, I've already got a reason.
What's that?
Coffee.
See you around.
You will if you're looking.
Yes, Lydia, absolute scenes.
God, I'm shaking. That was so exciting. That was so much fun.
Lydia, I am impressed. That was not bad for a first ever flirt. You're a little bit of a natural.
Oh, no.
What?
It's another voice note from Graham. I haven't listened to any of the last 17.
Hey, Lydia. Yeah, just checking in. Hope you've been having a productive day today. Didn't hear from you yesterday, but yeah, wanted to let you know I've booked a surprise table for our anniversary dinner tonight at 7 p.m. at Sneaksby's Oyster Bar. So yeah, see you there around 6:45. Ciao.
Why can't you just text?
He says he's fed up with a written word.
Ugh, Ponce. What?
I hate oysters.
Let me get this straight. You hate oysters and he's taking you to an oyster bar?
It's where we had our first kiss.
How was that?
Worse than the oysters. Dark voice, what are you doing?
Just having a look at this first kiss.
No, please don't. Please, it's just...
So, yeah, that's the main difference between manslaughter and murder. Manslaughter, you might not have intended to kill somebody, but you did. And murder, you intended to kill somebody, and you did. Does that make sense?
Oh, how interesting. Yes, yes.
I've had such a good evening with you, Lydia. It's been really exquisite. Do you mind if I kiss you?
Okay.
Ooh. Ugh, dark voice, stop.
Oh, right. Oh my God, that is right. Oh. Your chin is literally inside his mouth.
That was so nice. You're really an outstanding kisser.
Oh, thank you. You too.
No, but his teeth stink.
Yep. I've learned to only breathe through my mouth when I'm near Graham. I never breathe through my nose. But I did buy him some gentleman's mouthwash for Christmas, so his breath definitely has improved since then. Dark voice, where are we going?
I don't know. You're the one with the legs.
This looks like Shepherd's Bush.
What's in Shepherd's Bush?
Granny Night-Night's care home.
Fancy.
I wish I really knew Granny Night-Night, you know, as a people. I feel like she was all these people before she was Granny Night-Night. Like, Granny Night-Night is the biggest Russian doll and I don't know any of the Russian dolls beneath. Who they were, or how, or what. All this stuff between us. All these years. The care home. And her daughter. My mother.
Ring the buzzer.
But it's not visiting hours.
I'll just tell her what you want.
Hello, this is Lydia. I'm here to see my grandmother, Mrs. Gumfield.
It's not visiting hours, I'm afraid.
I know, but I want to see her.
Oh, assertive, I like it.
I'm sorry, my lovely kid. Can you come back tomorrow, between 12 and 3?
Just slip your hand inside your dungaree's pocket.
Cash! Where did I get all this cash?
Does it matter? Give her a grand.
What?
Trust me.
I'll give you a grand.
Pardon me?
I'll give you £1,000 cash if you let me in now. I've got it here. Look at the CCTV. I'm waving it.
Okay.
Let me in. Thanks. There you go.
Nice one, Lydia.
Your granny's here in the day room.
Thank you. Hello, Granny Night-Night. It's me, Lydia.
Yes. I can see it, you, Lydia. I'm not blind.
But I look very different.
Do you?
Yes, I'm wearing dungarees and a mesh top and a fascinator and yellow lipstick and I've got short pink hair.
Pink? Looks more like coral.
It is, actually, coral. Anyway, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, just sitting here, minding my own business, slowly weeing into a cushion, thinking about the good old days.
Blake.
When were they?
Berlin. 1968 to 1973. I've never felt so alive.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Good Christ. What I wouldn't give to go back. If only I could get out of this bloody prison. Oh, shut up, Kenneth. Nurse!
Kenneth, you're right.
My mouth is burning.
Come on, Kenneth.
What's so funny?
I rubbed some bleach round the rim of his teacup.
You did what?
Oh, yes, marvellous fun. Salt and pepper in the beds, laxatives in the nurses' coffees, you know, that sort of thing. And lately, I've been treating myself to a little bag of this.
What is it?
Horse tranquilizer.
Oh.
I have a little boy, you see, who drops it off at my window at night. Of course, you can only open the window about 2 inches, but that's plenty of room for the exchange. Every morning, I sprinkle a little bit on my breakfast fibre.
Is that a good idea?
Listen, I'm immaculate. I mean, I still use my skipping rope every morning. I sing, I dance, I speak 7 languages, for heaven's sakes. I'm fine. I'm sharp as a knife. I'm wasted in here.
She always does this.
I like her. Lydia, what if we took Granny Night-Night on holiday? On holiday to the good old days. On holiday to Berlin.
We can't do that. I wasn't talking to you.
Come on, Lydia. It would make her dreams come true. Imagine the fun we'd have. You could really, really get to know her.
Trevor's calling me again.
Don't answer.
It's nearly 6:30. I should be meeting Graham at the Oyster Bar.
Excuse me. Remember this?
You're really not standing still.
Granny Nightnight is 89 years old, Lydia. Take this chance. You live life one time. You have fun. Just do it.
Is it safe?
Safety doesn't exist.
Okay. Granny Nightnight, would you like to go with me to Berlin?
What? Now?
Yes.
Right, Lydia. Hold tight. I'm calling an Uber.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm taking my granny for a walk outside.
I'm afraid you're not, actually.
Here's another grand.
I'm afraid I really can't let you do
Here's
that.
An extra £500 as a gesture of goodwill.
I mean, this is absurd.
Where are we going?
Get an Uber. Okay, I'm just booking our flights on my phone.
To Berlin?
Yes. They're expensive, but you can't budget for generosity. Put that down!
It's free!
No, it's duty free! Dark voice. All of the cash I've been spending today, where did it come from?
Your savings account!
What?
Oh, right, Lydia. Let's get absolutely slaughtered.
Soft Voice stars Naomi Scott as Lydia, Olivia Cook as Dark Voice, and Belle Powley as Soft Voice, Genevieve Gaunt as Hairdresser, Devin Terrell as Barista, Abby Tedder as Care Home Nurse Sonia, Christian Cook as Graham, Amanda Lawrence as Granny Nightnight, with additional performances by Francesca Manzi, Lauren Baldwin, Reed Emmons, Edward Blumel, Andrew Johnson, Austin Springer, Josh Hambrick, John Mawson, Barry Newell, Novi Brown, Knox Collier. Created by James Bloor. Written and directed by James Bloor. Executive produced by Olivia Cook, Belle Powley, Naomi Scott, Jordan Spence, Ryan Kavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producer, Chris Ferguson and Andrew Levine. Produced by Shin Yin Hiyu. Producer, Marlena Ma. Supervising producer, Tess Ryan and Sandra Yi Ling. Co-producer, Michelle Zarate. Original music and composition by Jeremy Wallace McLean. Q-Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ainsley Baldwin. Sound design and mix by Eugenio Battaglia. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sarah Gerritsen. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Additional editing by Alvin Wee. Production coordinator, Brandon Weisner, Jack Friedman, and Sam Brain. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Jillian Evinas. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Produced in association with Oddfellows Post. Soft Voice is a Q-Code and New Name Entertainment production.
Hi, just checking in. And seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible, and if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.